So this is an example of love. And if we see in the other creation, living things, still we can find so many examples of love. For example, the fish has got a natural affinity for water. It lives in the water throughout life, and it never wants to go away from water. Why? Because she wants to spend her time with her beloved one. And if you take the fish away, you will find it will just die within few minutes. It means it cannot survive without water. Throughout life, it spends in the water, and still it wants to die in the water itself. Now this fish has got so much love of water that if someday someone eats the fish kebab, then even it's winter season, he will ask the wife, bring me a glass of water. And you ask them, why you are drinking glass of water? He will reply, oh, I ate the kebab of fish. It means this fish is so truthful with his love of water that any person who is going to eat the kebab of fish, he also needs, wants water. So he makes the person the curious of water. So the fish is so much truthful in her love. As it comes to mankind, human being is human being, we have a heart which always loves something. There are two directions. Either the love will be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love to the creation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the good direction, and this love is halal. For example, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of his prophet, love of the pious people, love of husband, wife, parents, children, love of other fellow brother for the sake of religion. All these loves are in the same category, because they are due to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of them, they are an act of kindness. But then there is another direction. What we say in this world, we love someone due to our shaitanic thinking, to fulfill our sex needs. That's haram. The halal love is that whatever is within the circle of Sharia. Basically, this is love, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this halal love, there is one love which is exemplary. And that is, mom loves her children. Mom is given such a love of children that she loves the children without any expectation from them, because she gave birth to these children. She took lot of pain in upbringing these children, and that's why she is so closely connected to the children that no one can explain this relationship in words. Let me take simple example. A small bird loves its offspring, and these small baby birds, they are in the nest, and still they have not opened their eyes. They do not know how to fly. So then the sparrow, it will fly out and bring the water in its beak. Although it's very hot, she herself needs water, but he will not drink it. He will come back to the nest and put the drop of water in the mouth of the small baby. Look at this tiny bird. But still it has got the love. And you have seen so many times that there is a hen with the small chicks. Then what happens? There comes a cat. Now this hen then stands in front of the cat and wants to fight with that. The hen knows that I am weak and I cannot fight with the cat. But then she says that yes, this cat will come and take my life first, and then she will be able to catch my birds. Now look at this. She is willing to give her life and want to save her child.